Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this second weekend in April 2024. For those of you who are golfers, you know that it's Masters weekend, which is one of my favorite weekends of the year. Partly it's because of the golf tournament, and Masters is a sign of spring and all that, but it's partly because it is the first weekend kind of a lot of people think of spring. The weather is usually better. Sun's out. Grass is growing. So it's a great time of year. Now we just hope it's a decent weather this weekend because it can be cool or it can be rainy, at least in Indiana. It's usually nice in Georgia, which is where the Masters is played. And if you're not a golfer, you ever had a chance to go to Augusta National Golf Club and look at that place, it's about the prettiest place on planet Earth without an ocean anywhere nearby or a mountain. But enough about that. I appreciate you joining us this weekend. Our guest is Julie Reagan, who is the executive director of the Community Foundation of Boone County. And we're going to talk to Julie about the foundation's good work, how long it's been around, what it does, how it has played such an important role in our community. And we're going to also talk about some matching funds the Lilly Endowment has promised to make available to the community foundations, just like Boone County. And there's a community foundation in every state, every county in Indiana, which is somewhat unique around the country. But Indiana has a lot of community foundations who have benefited from the local people who've supported the foundation and money that's been matched by the Lilly Endowment to improve the quality of life and services in our county. So, Julie, thanks for being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about your personal background. Did you grow up in Lebanon, Boone County area?
I did not. My husband went to Western Boone. So okay. He grew up in Thorntown. I grew up in Delphi. So about
Delphi.
An hour north of here. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Delphi many times.
Yes.
So your husband's name is?
Craig Reagan. So I went to Purdue. So go Boilers, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry they lost, but they had a great season.
They did have
and
a
runner
great
up,
season.
And the whole thing is pretty darn good.
Yes, yes, yeah.
If Purdue people are disappointed, I'm sure they are. I am, and I'm not even a Purdue person. Think about all the schools who never got in the tournament.
Absolutely.
Or never got past the first round.
Yeah.
Purdue has got a lot to be proud of. Even though they got beat by a very good team, so it's not like they laid an egg.
Absolutely, yeah. UConn was pretty much perfect that night. So,
yeah.
So I met my husband when I was at Purdue, and so then we migrated here to Lebanon about 16 years ago. So we've been here in Lebanon for 16 years.
What does your husband do for a living?
Yep. So he works for North Mechanical. He's a consultant, and he's done that for a couple years. Before that, he worked at Witham Hospital. So we are very much so ingrained in Lebanon and Boone County. We have two boys that are 8th and 10th grade at Lebanon schools, very involved in sports.
They like the Lebanon schools okay?
They like it.
They probably don't have a lot of
they don't
basis for comparison.
They don't, but they're really involved here locally. So my oldest is a lifeguard at the park pool here in Lebanon in the summers. He works out at Dole's Tree Farm. He's a Christmas tree boy. And then my youngest just started working at Titus, making donuts. So it's pretty cool to get to see them involved in some of those local traditions that are here. So
how long have you worked for the Community Foundation?
I started with the Community Foundation about 6 years ago. 5.5 to 6 years ago, I started in the Director of Communications and Marketing role. So I started there, and then after a couple years, when Barb retired, who I just saw her today, and she's doing wonderful.
You're talking about Barb
Schrader. Yes, she was with the foundation for more than 20 years.
Yes.
And I'm sure some of you guys have
certainly
connected
know
with
Barb.
Her. So she, I worked with her, and then when she retired, I took over grant making, and then became VP, and then became interim, and then became CEO about 6 months ago.
So you've had just about every job that the office has, correct?
Yeah. It has really helped to step into the CEO role, to have a good understanding of how things work versus just stepping in and then having to learn.
And so how long did you say you've been in the role of CEO?
About 6 months. So I was interim in July and then became CEO in October.
All right. For the listeners who are not familiar or maybe are familiar but can't remember, tell us about what the Community Foundation does, what it is and what it does as best you can.
Absolutely. So the Community Foundation of Boone County exists to help address local needs in a lot of different ways. That's the core of who we are. We are here to help people of all ages and abilities, no matter where they live, no matter what their passions are or what the need is. So we exist to award grants to nonprofits who are working to address those needs. We also award scholarships to local Boone County students. That's a huge part of what we do throughout the county. And then we also are very passionate about pouring into the nonprofits, even outside of the financial support. So things like professional development. Nonprofits usually don't have a large budget line to pour into professional development for their leaders, for their staff, and that's super important to us. So the more that we can pour into them and provide free development opportunities, the more that we can connect them together, bring people together, the more that we can raise awareness of the work that they're doing. That's a huge part of what we do. Outside of that, we also are a big connector within our local community. So the more relationships we can build, the more we can get out there and opportunities like this and share our story and who we are, and then use those opportunities to connect people. So when somebody, there's a need and we have somebody who's passionate about filling a need, our role is to connect that together and to bring people together, just to overall, like you said earlier, you know, raise the quality of life in Boone County for everybody who lives here.
So how do you determine what needs we have in Boone County?
That's a big, great question, isn't it? So we do the best of our, you know, to the best of our ability, we do that through relationships. We have great relationships with nonprofits. We just finished up a series of think tanks is what we called them, where we hosted about 6 to 7 sessions based on a variety of topics that we know are big areas of need within the county. And we bring the people together who are working in those areas, and we create safe spaces to have conversations about what are you seeing, what's changing, what are those trends, what do you need to be able to, you know, pivot from being reactive to proactive and start addressing those root causes of the need. So we bring people together. We are not the experts in any of this, but we are the experts of bringing people together to host the conversations to then leverage that with the people who have ability to financially help and support to hopefully be able to address those needs.
Well, that's a good answer. And thinking back on my early days on the board of the Community Foundation, and then my later years, even though I'm not a director any longer, I still have some involvement or familiarity with what the foundation does. We periodically have these, you call them workshops or think tanks. We question, we poll the community. We ask them, what are the needs?
Absolutely.
Is it food security? Is it homelessness? Yep. Is it mental health? Is it affordable housing? Is it youth sports? You know, and their list is endless, as we know. But you got to figure out, well, we have this money people are donating or opportunities to raise money for certain causes. What are the causes that we really would like to support? And you've got to ask people what they think. And I suppose it changes over time, doesn't it?
It does change. You know, like just right now with the growth that's already started coming to Boone County and that will be coming in the next, you know, however many years, something that we're aware of but realize how prevalent it is the growing need of the diversity of people with their languages and what they speak. And nonprofits really right now are struggling with needing more support with translating and translation services for people who are moving here for jobs or moving here because their family has moved here. But then now they need resources and they need help and they don't speak English and the resources are available in English only.
Well, so, you know, I hadn't even thought about that, but I'm sure that becomes a real problem, doesn't it?
And so that's where, as the foundation, unfortunately, there will always be needs and there will always be ways that, you know, quality of life needs to be improved for people. But what we try to do is take the approach of what can we do that will make the greatest impact, that will help, that will just have the greatest impact. And that's always a really hard question. And so each year when we determine what our grant opportunities will be for the nonprofits and the organizations to apply for funding from us, we do that based on what we are hearing from the nonprofits. We want to make sure that our grant opportunities match what the needs are versus just rolling it out because it's convenient for us, right? Or because it's what we think needs to happen. We want to make sure that it is really what needs to happen. And so we do that as a result of conversations and knowledge with nonprofits, but also with community partners like the school corporations, like the local hospitals, like the libraries. We really try to have relationships across the board with a variety of community partners so we can bring all that knowledge together. and use that to make this
a choice. Back when in 1991, when the Community Foundation was started through the initiative of Lilly Endowment, and some seed money was donated, and I'll never forget thinking about on that early board, you know, how would we ever get to $1 million? Mm-hmm. And we did, obviously. I don't remember how the level was when I finally left the board after 10 years. But what is it today? How much money is in the endowed funds of the Community Foundation today?
It's grown a little bit. So it's currently, since the market has been kind to us, we are right around the 34 million, a little bit above 34 million mark.
So over time, you've had additional monies invested, donated by the Lilly Endowment and other foundations. But the principal source of this money, other than the appreciation and value because the investments have grown, are people who live here, work here, or community or companies that support our community. And they donate money, usually to be used for good causes, correct?
Yep. Yeah, we are all about local philanthropy. And so when people are wanting to make a difference locally, when they maybe lived here before and they moved away, but this is still home important to them, or they live here now currently, whatever the tie is to Boone County, when somebody wants to make a difference and they want to, you know, make an impact and help people through their dollars, we like to think that the Community Foundation is that one-stop shop where you can come to us. And because of the types of funds, without getting into the details, because we are positioned to be able to offer a lot of different types of funds, if you are passionate about youth literacy, we can create a fund where your money will forever, even you know, past the years when you have passed away, and your money will continue to still help people. It's not a one and done, because it's invested, right? We spend out based off of the interest
and income that's earned from the fund, and whether the fund was created by you with your dollars, or matched by others, or other community members thought that was a good source or location for their donation, so they help contribute to the fund.
It's a really special way that we have, you know, that we recognize and really appreciate when people come to us to create a fund in honor of somebody to continue their legacy on. That's a very special thing. And so being able to know that every year we contribute money to this certain organization or this cause in honor of somebody who passed away 20 years ago is still special to them. Their name still lives on.
Well, let's face it, you know, whether it's music education or youth sports or mental health.
Right.
I mean, we could just sit here all day and list the special needs and the causes that are supported, that support those needs. One of the benefits of the Community Foundation, as I remember, is that they'll do a lot of the administration. These local charities, so to speak, don't have the money, the expertise, the talent, the staff to administer these programs. They can let the Community Foundation do it, but they leave the decision making up to these local groups. If I want to contribute funds for a cause that I support and want to see flourish, I get to decide largely where the money's going to go, don't I?
Yeah, definitely. There's a majority of our funds that allow the donors, the fund advisors, to determine where it goes. Either one time when you initially set up the fund and you say, every year I want my money to support the elderly, right, in Boone County. Then we will then make sure that every year your money goes to that. Sometimes donors want to continue to stay involved, and so each year they will tell us where to send the dollars. And then others are just more, here are the dollars, and we are trusting the foundation to award it based on what the current needs are, since the needs change.
Sure.
So there's a broad variety of ways that we can help support and make sure that, you know, people who have a passion to help, that we're able to do that by vetting to make sure that the, you know, the recipients are in good tax status and good tax standing,
and they're
eligible.
The money as they should.
We hold them to reporting standards. So,
All right, well, we're going to continue our conversation with Julie Reagan about the Community Foundation of Boone County and its current initiatives after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County this second weekend in April 2024, talking with Julie Reagan, who is the CEO of the Community Foundation of Boone County. Been in that role officially for about 6 months. There's a board of directors of volunteers who serve on as directors on this organization. Can you tell us who our current board is? Those people should be recognized for their volunteer contributions.
Absolutely. We are very blessed with a very strong board of directors.
So probably not as strong as when
no,
I was on the board.
No, of course. Of course.
I'm kidding, of course. The job is a lot bigger now than it was when I was on the board, I can assure you.
Different, right? It's different. So I'm so thankful to the board of directors that started the foundation. That's a lot to start it. So currently we have Joan Soler is the chair of our board. Chris Huffer is the vice chair. Luanne Clough is our treasurer, and Paula Hudson is our secretary. So those four are the executive members of our board of directors. And I should mention before I name the rest of them that all of our board of directors have a direct tie, close tie to Boone County. So it's different. You know, some of them live in Zionsville, some of them live in Thorntown, Jamestown, Advance, some are Lebanon, some work in Boone County, some work outside of Boone County, but everybody has a direct tie and that really strong desire to help Boone County. So we've worked really hard to make sure that geographically, you know, our board represents the county, but then also in terms of their area of expertise and where they work.
And before you go on with the rest of the directors, where is your office located?
We are located in the Huntington Bank, second floor right above the courthouse, the Boone County Courthouse.
Okay.
So that's where we are. We've been, the foundation's been there since 2019, and before that we were over in Zionsville.
Yeah, it started in Zionsville, yeah. And it moved to Lebanon. Mm-hmm. So tell me, continue on with the yeah. others who serve on the board.
Yeah, so we have Laura Dunchy, who serves on our Grants Committee, Geary Emmert, who serves on our Scholarship Committee. Shauna Lake is our former board chair. She stayed on the board this year. She is on our governance committee. Angie Leary is on our governance committee. Katie Moore with your firm serves on our governance and grants committee. Chad Perdue is involved with our marketing committee. Amanda Plunkett, she's one of our newest board members. She's a Western Boone teacher. She is currently working with our donor development committee. Sarah Prince is on our finance and investment committees. John Schmidt does a lot of committees, our finance investment, and then he serves on the Lilly Scholarship Committee. Jess Stokely serves on donor development committee, and David Yaroshevsky serves on our technology committee.
So these people serve a few terms, perhaps.
Yep.
As long as they want to serve, and as
yes.
long as they're still able to help.
Yes.
But there are term limits.
There are term limits.
And there are people who serve on committees, but they're not board members, who
right.
they help carry out some
yes.
of the missions of the foundation.
Yes. Yes.
Correct?
And those. Yes. Everybody is so important to us. So we have a variety of committees that they are community members who volunteer their time in the area of expertise and passion to help us, but they are not on the board of directors.
So how do people who have a cause, they donate money every year to mm-hmm. the, let's say, the Boys Club or the YMCA or their church or Shalom House
yeah.
or the Western Boone Educational
mm-hmm.
Group?
Mm-hmm.
How do they create a fund that will last long after they're gone?
Mm-hmm.
And so they can continue to support those organizations in perpetuity. How
Absolutely.
Do you do that?
They just give me a call. I will meet with them. So literally it's that easy, though. You know, because this is what we do, we try to make it as easy as possible for people. So if you give every year to the Shalom House and you want to continue giving even after you have passed, we would have a conversation, we would set up that fund, you would make your initial donation into the fund to get it started. People can continue to donate in that fund, you can continue
so
to donate.
So it's in your name?
It can be
Friends
the,
and Family Fund,
absolutely.
For example?
Yep, and then, so what we tend to see is then when somebody has either passed or they've done something monumental, people will make donations to the fund in their honor, so then the fund grows. And then by the fund growing, that results in more money being awarded to the Shalom House or whatever you set it up to benefit forever. So every year, those organizations would get money from you.
And those organizations can count on the Community Foundation to make
yes.
the distributions
yeah.
to them.
Absolutely.
Without them having to go out and fundraise, as to that money.
Absolutely, yep. They get a check, they get ACH direct deposit, they know that it's coming every year, and the more donations that go into the fund, results in more money.
And like right now, the Lilly Endowment,
yes,
which is one of the largest private endowments in the United States,
yeah,
they've pledged to support the Community Foundation of Boone County to the tune of how much over the next 18 months?
Yep, so $1.5 million. The Community Foundation of Boone County will receive, we're eligible to receive from the Lilly Endowment. So like you mentioned earlier, Indiana has a community foundation in every county, and we are the only state in the country, and that is as a direct result of Lilly Endowment. So they are passionate about making sure that every county has a foundation. So about every 3 to 5-ish years, Lilly Endowment will roll out a new gift initiative, and that initiative will, you know, lay out the plans for the community foundations on the dollars that we're eligible to apply for. And so this recent Gift 8 is what it's called. One of the components has a fundraising component. So we applied and received the $1.5 million matching grant. So what that means is between now and December 31st of 2025, donations made to community impact funds, which those are the funds that are where we award the grants out, right? So those are the dollars that come to the foundation that somebody says, I want to make a difference in Boone County, and I want the community foundation to determine where the dollars go based on the needs. So those are the community impact funds. So donations made into those types of funds up to $675,000 will be matched. So every dollar will be matched with $2. So if somebody set up a fund, the Franson Family Fund, for $20,000, it automatically becomes $60,000.
And that money, does it go in the Franson Family Fund,
yes,
or does it go somewhere else?
It goes directly into the Franson Family Fund.
So if you want to kickstart
a
fund in your family's name,
time,
whatever the cause may be, you pick it. Mm-hmm. Lily's going to pay
2-to-1.
2-to-1, yep, plus what you put in.
Yep, absolutely. And we are blessed to be able to have pledges for this. So we recognize that not everybody would have $20,000 right up front to pour into it, but you can commit and fill out a pledge form and say, hey, by 2025, by December 31st, 2025, we will put in $20,000. Then we will reserve those match dollars for you.
Okay.
So it gives you time to be able to put the money in there. So this Gift 8 has, $675,000 we will be fundraising, and then $150,000 will go into the operational endowment for the Community Foundation to allow us to continue to grow, to, you know, pour into our own operational endowments.
And how often does the board of the Community Foundation meet, would you say, on average?
About six. So we have about 6 to 7 formal board meetings a year, and then we have a couple social times when we get together outside of the formality and what we're doing, just to continue to spend time with each other and just come alongside.
Well, you know, I remember Mr. Benz from Jamestown, mm-hmm, who created a,
yeah,
fund to help,
yeah,
promote and support, yes, Jamestown. And
yeah,
he donated some money or some, mm-hmm, land, or maybe both, I don't know. And it has really made a difference in the Jamestown community,
yeah,
hasn't it?
It's huge. So it's called the Greater Jamestown Area Fund. And it is. It was over $1 million, the initial gift, and it continues to grow. And those dollars stay within the Jamestown Advanced Area part of the community. So it's been an amazing blessing. So new parks, they need new swings, they need new benches, they need this, they need that. The library needs whatever that looks like, those funds will forever be poured into that part of the county.
And that's a pretty big or broad category of uses.
Yes.
It's for anything that would be beneficial, yeah, and needed in Jamestown.
Yeah.
But then you can go the other way, mm-hmm, and be very narrow. Like
you,
if you want to support the Lebanon Christian Church,
yep,
whatever that,
yep,
is, and because you've always been a member there, or,
yep,
your mother was a member there, and you want to help that church, you can create a fund in your family's name for the benefit,
yep,
of that church,
yep,
alone, correct?
Yep. And then every single year, that church would get a check from the foundation. They do nothing for it. So it's not any extra work that then they have to do. That's called the designated fund. And so somebody else has set that up to forever benefit the specific organization.
And Lilly Endowment is wanting to kickstart these causes in our county, as, mm-hmm, in other counties. And they're going to match dollars. If you can get them donated, they'll match them, mm-hmm, and incentivize people to give more than they might otherwise.
Yes, absolutely. One thing to remember is the dollars from Lilly Endowment will only match if they go into community impact funds. So the community impact funds are we receive grant applications every year from nonprofits, and then our grants committee determines where the money goes.
Okay.
So the match dollars are for those community impact funds right now. The last gift was anybody. Any type of fund could receive match dollars. But Lilly Endowment's really focusing on addressing needs as they change and as they pivot. And that's what the community funds allow us to do. You know, 25 years ago, some people might have projected the growth that's happening in Boone County, but nobody knew exactly what was happening and what the needs would be 20 years from now.
Sure.
So the community impact funds allow us to pivot based on our relationships.
And how many of these designated funds exist, roughly?
We roughly have over 300 funds total. Now, that's all of our funds together. If I were to have to say designated funds in terms of a specific organization receives a check every year, I would say it's probably around 75 to 100.
And causes like youth sports or retired people pickleball or you name it.
Yeah. Field of interest is what we call those. And so if it's just, hey, anybody serving this specific area, we want our money to go to that, right? Then our grants committee will find those. So we recently, our newest fund that was created was a field of interest, and it is to support the local heritage and preservation of Boone County's history.
Okay.
That's pretty cool right now, and we don't have anything issued on that. So now each year, our job forever is to make sure that we find something, find a nonprofit, find an organization that's doing some work in that capacity, and they will get money from us for that forever.
Well, good. So how do you get the word out to these organizations, have these people, not these people, people in our community, businesses in our community that might have desired to support their community?
Yeah.
How do they reach out and how do they address this opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would love to talk with anybody who has an interest, or even if you're not sure what that looks like for you, but you're like, this sounds really interesting and I'd like to learn more and I don't know what that looks like next. I would love to have a conversation. Our phone number is 765-482-0024. You can also find everything on our website, which is the communityfoundationbc.org.
Communityfoundationbc.org.
Yes, and you can find all of our phone numbers, email addresses on there.
And they give you the list of the funds, and you say, well, I didn't even know about that, and that would be where I would like some money to go.
And not everybody wants to create their own fund, right? Some people might just want to look through the list and say, I want to donate to this fund that already exists because I think that's really cool.
Sure.
So you can do that too. But I'm always here to have a conversation with anybody, whether it's financially or they want to get involved, they want to help.
That's right. They want to help interview kids for the Lilly Scholarship and help make the decision on who gets that wonderful scholarship.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Julie. Well, I appreciate you coming in. We're about out of time. I thank you for your work for the Community Foundation. It's a cause near and dear to my heart. And I certainly thank the directors you've mentioned earlier for donating their time to help this organization. And we get you back in every few years to talk about the latest activities for the Community Foundation. And I wish you well in the coming year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Our guest has been Julie Reagan, Community Foundation CEO. That's great work for us, and it's a wonderful organization. I do not know who our guest will be next week, but we'll have another person in to talk about the goings on in our community. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.